It's the Rosie on the House show with Rosie's friends from the Galaxy Lending Group. We're talking home financing. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know we've led up to this topic over the last couple weeks. Valentine's Day weekend, we were talking about what projects to do or not to do, which projects to consider in remodeling, whether you were going to stay or move. We brought in our architect and design guru from Prescott, Mr. Tom Riley, his company's renovations. And we talked through the different remodeling projects you should consider, what payback you could get from the various projects you could be considering getting done. The following week, we talked with our realtor, John Glutch, from Home Smart Realty in Phoenix about, is now the right time to buy? I think the whole real estate environment right now is about prime for you to be considering. You know, a lot of you were wanting to sell your home in 7 or 8 and maybe listed it. And as you remember, the real estate stopped literally overnight. And so you've been in your home these last 4 or 5 years just waiting for the values to get back to where you could possibly get out at break even or a little carry away pocket money to go into the next venture with. I brought in John Glutch and we talked that, you know, now's probably, if you've been wanting to get out of your house, now's probably in the real estate market. We're kind of in a balanced environment right now, not too strong tilted to the buyers, not too strong tilted to the sellers. Might be a good opportunity to make a move. Probably nothing is going to significantly change in the next couple years. So if this is something you're considering, I wanted to follow up that show by bringing in our friend Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, thank you for taking time out of your family Saturday morning and joining us here on the broadcast.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rosie. Hey, Romy.
Good morning.
Microphone. Good morning.
So we're talking about whether it is the right time or not the right time to go into that house. Well, the one consideration would be, okay, look, I've got my house. I've got my mortgage. It's done. Been a lot of horror stories the last 4 or 5 years that nobody's lending.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely tougher than it was a few years ago. When we go back to the heyday in 04 and 05, where all you had to have was a pulse to get a mortgage. It's definitely tougher than that now, but it's the way it should be now. We check to make sure you can actually afford the property.
Harold,
it's a crazy thing, but
we have to afford it.
We have to be able to afford it. So the, you know, the days of the
zero credit check,
zero
money,
credit
money line, no limitless
stated income.
Stated income.
Can I still do stated income?
No, you can't do stated income. unfortunately, such a thing does not exist.
Now, look, would you just take a minute and explain the idiocy of what a stated income mortgage was?
Well, it was literally, you put down on your loan application, you just wrote it down. We'd say, how much do you make?
Enough.
And you would say, well, and I had been asked the question, well, how much do I need to make? Well, you know, we won't go that far with it, but you would have the your regular school teacher, for example. We know, and buying a $1 million house, no problem. It's just you put just right down on the application, here's what my income is. No check, no pay stub, no tax returns. If you had the credit score and you had the down payment, if that was even asked for, then that was it. That's all
insane.
It took.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
It didn't help the real estate market once everything came tumbling down. Okay. That was a big part of it.
So no stated income mortgages right now?
No.
You're going to have to verify your income?
Yes.
Not quite the simple, streamlined process it used to be.
Not as much, but not so bad. And not as bad as people think it is.
There is money out there?
There is. And really what we find is that if you can truly afford the loan, if you can afford to make the payments, and if you're staying within your budget and your budget's reasonable, you're going to get qualified.
It's... And we're trying to reach out and grab some of the first-time home buyers, you know, and grab their attention. When you say if you can afford the home, what are the broad criteria that they need to be thinking about?
Very, very broad. And so, and everybody's situation is going to be different. But in general, your house payment should be around 30% of your gross monthly income. And if you, and that's very general, but in the ballpark, if you're in that ballpark from the house payment should be affordable for your budget.
So if a couple are bringing home $3,000 gross a month between the two of them,
then for house payment, you should be around $900,000 a month with your property taxes, insurance, and everything included also.
But not utilities. That's PITI, about 30% of gross.
That's correct. Utilities are, you know, regular monthly expenses and stuff. Those we don't look at. Those are accounted for as part of where we set the limit at the 30% or the general guideline of 30%.
And y'all are booking those type of loans right now, 30-year conventional, at what rate? What's today's rate?
Again, broad and general, and everybody's going to be different. But you'll find rates for FHA loans, for example, still under 4%, 3.75% on a 30-year fixed. Conventional loans sometimes will range anywhere from 4.25% to 4.5%, maybe, just depending on the scenario.
And what are y'all going to ask for a down payment? You know, because before, even with stated income, I'm one of them. I bought homes on stated income with zero down.
I have also.
I still have them. I mean, they're still working for me, you know. I figured, well, why not, you know?
Well, it did make sense at the time, and I did the same thing, and my wife is still upset with me about one of them, but we've still got it. There are, if you're a veteran, VA, there's still zero down. It's a fantastic loan option. There are still some zero down options, but we're going to verify your income, and we're going to verify that you can afford the property.
This young couple making $3,000 a month, now seeing or hearing that they can afford a payment of about $900 to $1,000 a month for the PITI, what should we be encouraging them to have saved up? I mean, what's a $1,000 a month house payment going to buy? That's going to buy a $180,000, $200,000 home?
Depending on the amount of down payment. So little as 3.5% of the purchase price, FHA will let you do that. And so that's going to put you in the 160, 170 range for $1,000 a month. Larger down payment, of course, is going to allow you to go higher in purchase price.
Sure.
And some of the costs will be less expensive the more you put down. And so there's a bunch of options, still affordable options, that are out there, even without a large down payment. I get it asked all the time. I don't have 20% to put down.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. And one of the things that happens is that if we see that your income supports the house payment you're looking for, then we're going to be less strict about how much money you need to put down in the property.
Okay. So we're talking that young couple bringing home $3,000 a month, going to go into a $1,000 utility home payment with as little as 5% down on a home that's going to touch on 175 to 200. So they're going to need, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 to cover a few move-in expenses and draperies and towel rods and things like that.
In the $10,000 range. And then once for those things, those are remodeling and upgrade. But to get you into the house, certainly you could do that for under $10,000. And you can get help from family. You can get...
You have to declare that.
You do. You have to. We do have to document, and that is something that is more strict than it used to be. Probably the one of the highest areas of focus these days are the assets, where the money's coming from for the down payment. So the mattress money, cash in the safe, that kind of stuff. We're gonna kind of crinkle our nose at a little bit. It's a little bit tougher to do it that way. But as long as we can document where the money comes from, as long as we can document where the income is coming from, getting into the house, the process itself is not as hard as you think it is.
This documenting income has taken a complicated twist. You know, Phoenix is kind of a hotbed for young entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Self-employment can add a level of complication to this, or difficulty.
It can, and that is something that especially if you're newly self-employed, one of the troubles that you're going to run into is that for a self-employed person, we want to see a history, generally 2 years, and on your tax returns. And so then the secondary issue is that if you've got expenses that you deduct from your taxes, then that's going to count against you and qualifying. So that the interesting thing we've seen over the past few years especially are a lot of very successful self-employed people. But because of the deductions on their tax returns, their parents are co-signing for them. And so it's interesting to see somebody that we know probably makes a very, very decent living, but because of what it looks like on paper, on the tax returns, there's co-signers involved with it to help with the qualifying.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we get back, I want to talk about this whole pre-qualifying thing that I think is a great idea before this hypothetical couple that we're talking about goes out and start shopping. Let's talk about what they're going to need to start putting together for you to look at to tell them, okay, y'all can afford something in this range. Now go out and find something you really like. Yeah, I want to talk about that when we get back. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. The lines are completely wide open. If you've got a question for yourself or for someone you know that's interested in getting into a home and you've got questions on how that financing could possibly fall in place, give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348.